Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much to talk about this week that we're really going to have to try to keep it short and concise to get it all in. I do want to spend the last portion of the show talking about the left's ridiculous myth of gun control and how it's been exposed as nothing more than a gun grab and a complete lie. And we will do that, but wow, do we have some things to talk about here at the outset. Let's first talk about Donald Trump on CNN's town hall because it's just too juicy not to start with. Donald Trump walks into the enemy camp, and literally, this is how dumb. We often say, you know, you can't underestimate the left. They're shrewder than they look, and a lot of the things that look like dumb mistakes are actually planned, and that's true. But in this case, it's not true. CNN is just dumb. And CNN honestly thought, we're going to bring Donald Trump onto this show, pretend it's a town hall, when really it's going to be a debate. It's going to be a debate between the moderator, Caitlin Collins, and Donald Trump. Oh, we'll let an audience member or two ask questions. How many did they do? Five, six, that's it. We'll let an audience member or two ask questions, but basically it's going to be her versus Trump. Now, there's two reasons for this. The first reason is they wanted to make sure that they got across the point. And the point is, here is a man who still has not accepted the results of the 2020 election. He's too dangerous to reelect. That was their number one priority on this show. Their second priority, the hidden agenda priority, was they wanted to make sure that if Joe Biden got on a debate stage with Donald Trump, who they presume, and I presume, is going to be Republican candidate, they wanted to see how he would do. So Caitlin Collins takes place of Joe Biden and says, I'll ask these questions, I'll say these things, and they can judge by my performance how well Joe Biden would do. That's all this was. This was not a town hall. A town hall, the moderator may ask a question or two, but basically it's for the audience. Caitlin Collins did not do that. And Caitlin Collins, quite frankly, in plain English, got her ass kicked. Donald Trump walked into the enemy camp bravely, knowing he was going to be attacked. This is not a stupid man. He knew this was a setup. He very clearly understood that he was going to get no breaks, no benefit of the doubt, no favoritism, just the opposite. He was going to be shellacked all night long. He understood that. You won't see Joe Biden on, Newsmax. You won't see Joe Biden even on Fox. Joe Biden wouldn't do an interview with anybody on Fox. Oh, but Donald Trump did. Donald Trump said, I'm going to walk into the enemy camp and I'm going to face the music. And he not only faced the music, he destroyed it. Caitlin Collins was just bait for him. And my main fear when Donald Trump had decided to do this, is that Donald Trump sometimes tends to be a little bombastic and lash out at people. And I didn't want him to say anything like he did during the E. Jean Carroll trial about, well, she's not my type, and quite frankly, you aren't either. Those type of things are not really necessary, and they don't do anything to help. And I wanted him to avoid making those cardinal mistakes of saying something to her like, yeah, you're not very bright, or anything that was going to distract. Now, they purposely chose a woman to do this. because they felt, well, if he gets rude with her in any way, shape, or form, we'll just say he's a misogynist. That's all. I mean, we don't want women to really be treated equally. We don't want Donald Trump to be able to actually call her out like you would call a man out on lies. We want to entrap him. Put a young woman in there so they can say, oh, see, he's picking on this poor young woman, just trying to do her job. They had this all set up, folks. The problem was the best laid plans did not go as planned, and Donald Trump hit one out of the park. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but let me just say this. They started in right away on the, will you accept the results of this election no matter what happens? Now, I want you to ponder that question for a minute. Would you accept the results of an election no matter what happens? No matter what happens. That's what they wanted Trump to do. So basically, they wanted Donald Trump to say, yes. Yes, I will accept the results of the election, even if 9 out of 10 officials say this election was so rigged that there's an investigation. I'm going to come forward and say, excuse me, gentlemen, no investigation needed. I clearly lost. I will be glad to step down. Is anyone going to do that? Did you ask Stacey Abrams that when she claimed that she had won the election in Georgia? No, you didn't. Did you ask Hillary Clinton that when she was still on tour saying she lost, that she illegally lost the election? No, you didn't. So basically you're saying, will you it's almost like somebody saying, when we say for better or worse in a marriage, that means if he cheats on you and beats you constantly, you still got to be in the marriage. Do you agree to that, yes or no? And if you don't, well, then I don't really think you deserve to be married. No, 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 folks. Donald Trump does not have to say, I will accept the results regardless. So he rightfully said, well, that depends. I mean, if it's obviously phony, if there's obviously shenanigans, no, I'm not going to. You know what that shows me? Shows me he's an honest man. Because the politically correct thing to say was, of course I will. But he didn't. See, they always say how big a liar Donald Trump is, but he's not. Because if he was a liar, he would just go along with the politically correct thing to say. What are they going to do, challenge him on it? Yes, I will go along with it. Oh, okay, so you're on record saying that? Yes, I am. But he didn't do that, did he? She then says, you know, why did you wait 3 hours to address the rioters who were smashing windows and assaulting police officers? Number one, the assaulting police officers thing has been debunked a million times. There might have been one or two people who did that. The vast majority of people did not do that. And what does he reply? I didn't. And she says, oh, yes, yes, you did. Here is what you said at the time. And he said, oh, no, I have it right here. I have it right in my pocket. He came prepared. Here is my tweet, which was taken down by Twitter. But here's the timestamp. And it was immediately. Not my fault Twitter took it down. Why don't you go ask Twitter why they took it down? Home run. She was ill-prepared, she was wrong, and she got caught. Period. Then, in my opinion, they planted an audience member to ask the following question. Will you give a pardon to everyone that participated in the January 6th supposed insurrection? And Trump answered the question brilliantly by saying, perhaps not all. There are a few people in there that if legitimately attacked police officers, or whatever, then no, I'm not going to pardon them. But the vast majority of these people who have been railroaded into prison, and still some of them not even being sentenced yet, and spent how many years? Yeah, I am going to. Yes, I am. There's another home run. Because you see, at the end of the day, folks, either charge them with a crime or let them go. You don't get to hold them indefinitely for 17 years and then say, eh, maybe we're not going to press charges. Oh, you did 17 years? Eh, sorry. It doesn't work that way. You have a right to a speedy trial. They've not been given that. Donald Trump is 100% correct about that. So no matter what CNN could do, they could not befuddle Donald Trump. They could not rattle Donald Trump, and they could not get a great soundbite out of Donald Trump. So guess what CNN did do? They ended this town hall 20 minutes early. That's right. Go check. They ended it 20 minutes early. You know why? Because they were all out of ideas. They couldn't trap them. They couldn't get what they wanted out of them. They couldn't enrage him enough to get boisterous. They couldn't plant nobody else in the audience. They ran out of questions. They knew Caitlin Collins had shit the bed, literally. And they said, okay, this is a disaster. Just end it. End it because we're getting owned. We're literally getting owned. Now, here's the thing that bothers me, however. I heard some Ron DeSantis supporters who said, how dare Donald Trump go on CNN and give them the ratings, give them the boost. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What do you mean, how dare he? He's the president of, he wants to be the president of the United States of America. That includes everyone. So he's going to march into CNN, the enemy camp. Do you not want a president who's brave enough to walk into what many people would call the enemy camp and say, fire away. Ask your questions. Joe Biden won't even answer a question from a friendly reporter. It's written on a cheat sheet. The photograph of the reporter is there on a cheat sheet, and the question they're about to ask is on the cheat sheet. Otherwise, he won't even take a question. Donald Trump walked in there and said, ask away. I'm ready to take it. He didn't know that Caitlin Collins was going to be terrible, worse than terrible. He didn't know that everything she asked, she didn't fact check. The look on her face when he pulled out the Twitter feed and then she tried to say, no, we have the same timestamp. Well, no, obviously you don't, or you wouldn't have asked that question. So then you tried to lie to the American people and say, oh, no, we have that timestamp. No, you don't. Because if you did, you would have said, okay, well, it seems like you immediately answered it and it was taken down from Twitter, and then you waited a while to do it again. Yeah, you waited a while to do it again, had to figure out it was taken off Twitter. Why don't you go ask the people who was running Twitter at the time why they took it down when it was so vitally important? Won't ask that question. You won't see this from Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not walking into the enemy camp. He's not even walking into the friendly ally camp. He's just not. This went a long way. In my opinion, this solidified Donald Trump as the winner of the... There will be no challengers. Ron DeSantis will not win. I understand there are people who like Ron DeSantis, and I like Ron DeSantis. But chill your heels on Ron DeSantis for just a minute. Let him have his three more years or whatever it is as governor, and then let's go from there. Let's go from there. Because he's made a lot of unforced errors, quite honestly. And I think he's more easy pickings. And after what we saw on CNN, I think we clearly see that Donald Trump is back in form and ready to take this on, head on. And he's unafraid. See, this is the thing. You know when you're getting politically correct answers. And you know when you're getting the truth. Politically correct answers are wishy-washy. Donald Trump is not wishy-washy. She asked him, who do you hope wins the war between Russia and the Ukraine? What kind of question is that? That's like saying, who do you hope wins tonight, the Reds or the Mets? What team are you rooting for? This is war, folks. Innocent people are dying on both ends. You know, I told you the story of a Russian soldier who wrote to his mother, texted his mother, and said, I was told that we were coming in here to liberate people, and we were going to be greeted as heroes. People are throwing rocks and stones and firing on us, and they're asking us to fire on people who clearly are not soldiers. And I don't know what's going to happen to me. Hours later, he was killed. That's an innocent man. Many other Ukrainians, innocent Ukrainians, were killed. Those are innocent people. So what was Donald Trump's answer? He didn't say, look at me, baby, I got a support Ukraine t-shirt on under here, or look at me, I'm go Vlad. No, you know what he said? This war's got to end. I'm not rooting for anyone to win. It's going to end. And if I'm the president, it will end in 24 hours. That's the correct answer. Einstein, who's running the debate, and let's be clear, it's not a town hall. It was a debate. Einstein says, yeah, but who do you want to win? Yeah, but who do you want to win? Can you believe anyone, a journalist, is ignorant enough to ask that question? Like you're asking about the boxing match tonight. When innocent people on both sides are dying, the correct answer is, I don't want anyone to win. I want it over. I want it stopped. I want it ended before any more human tragedy happens. That was his answer. Simple as that. This was a big win for Donald Trump. Big, big win. I think it solidifies that he will be the candidate for the Republican Party in the next election, barring any unforeseen circumstances. Now, I want to quickly just address this E. Jean Carroll thing. Some people may not know, some of you may know, that I had some dealings with E. Jean Carroll. She was a pleasant enough woman. When I had dealings with her, probably about a month straight, every Sunday, had dealings with this woman. She was writing an article. I was going to be in it. However, it took me about, an hour after meeting her the first time to realize she may be a pleasant enough woman. She's also very disingenuous. She tells you things that's blatantly untrue. She greatly over-exaggerates her own prowess and the things that she can accomplish. And she's not someone who you can really trust. A New York jury basically said the same thing. A New York jury said, well, listen, we don't know about this rape thing. We doubt it. We're going to come back as innocent on that. However, we're still going to award her some money because it's likely he might have touched her in a sexual manner. Well, that's a New York jury. That New York jury is as biased as they can possibly be. They're not going to come back with a complete innocent verdicts on Donald Trump, and they were never going to do that. I could say Donald Trump touched me, and if it was in New York, they'd say, give that guy $5 million. She had no idea what day it was, what month it was, barely had the idea of what year it was. I don't even think she knew what year it was. Basically said, well, I mean, I was kind of flirting with him, but I didn't necessarily agree to all that. Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. This is called, his name is Donald Trump, so he is going to be found guilty of something, irregardless of whether he did it or not, because we're New York jurors and we hate him. But even they weren't biased enough to come back with a guilty verdict on the major charge, because they knew this would be so quickly overturned. See, they were very smart. They figured if we come back guilty, this is just going to get overturned on appeal, and he's going to pay nothing. So we'll find him innocent of that one. And we'll do a little mishmashing around and try to hit him in the purse and say, well, maybe we can't find him guilty of that, but he's sort of probably guilty of this. And maybe that'll be enough to dissuade people from voting for him. They are so afraid of this man that it's almost humorous to watch how afraid they are. When your enemies, the people who are trying to destroy the country, are this afraid of you, this is a good thing. This is not a bad thing. Because you have to ask yourself, why? Why are you so afraid of this man? So Donald Trump hit a home run on CNN. Let's talk a little bit about the press conference that was held by the GOP, in which they said, we are going to basically prove that Joe Biden and his family are completely corrupt, and they've been laundering money. I warned everybody that you have to be very cautious with this, because no matter what the Bidens are, they're not stupid. And Joe Biden's name was never going to be on any of this, ever. And I knew that. I don't care how many times Chuck Grassley or Comey says, oh, we got him dead to rights. I knew that there's no way. Nobody's that stupid. And I'm right. But here's the thing. You have to ask yourself the following questions. If Joe Biden had no knowledge that his family was taking all of this money from foreign adversaries, no idea at all, how do you think they were getting this money? You know, I have sisters. If all of a sudden my sister buys, a great big house and a brand new car and says, I'm going on vacation for 6 months, where are you getting your money? I mean, no offense, but I don't think you got that kind of money. Did Joe Biden ever once do that? Did Joe Biden ever say to Hunter, well, I mean, how are you getting all this money for this crack addiction and you're going here and you're doing that? He's flying them on Air Force One. He's letting them into the White House along with his business partners. Are you going to tell me he didn't know? Then you have to answer me the following question. What was the money for? If you're giving Joe Biden's brother and Joe Biden's granddaughter and Joe Biden's daughter and Hunter Biden's wife or ex-wife or whatever, and just about everybody in the family is getting big fat paychecks, what are they doing to earn it? That's all I want to know. Well, what work did you do for these people? Can you show me the work you did? The answer is no, you can't show me the work you did because you did nothing. You offered access to the Vice President of the United States. That's what you did, which means Joe Biden clearly knew it. Is his fingerprints going to be on any of this? Absolutely not. And you could get 7 eyewitnesses to say, I sat across the table from him and he told me how much he wanted. They're not going to listen, folks. If you're out there wringing your hands saying Joe Biden's going to get indicted, no, he's not. No, he's not. He's going to get away with all this. The best you can hope for is that people wake up and realize, wait a minute, whether he gets indicted or not, this stinks to the high heavens, and there's nobody in the world dumb enough to believe he didn't know. But if you're sitting there waiting for him to be indicted, it's not happening. It's just not going to happen. The FBI won't even allow it to happen. They refuse to turn over the documents they could prove it. Absolutely, blatantly refuse. Do you think that's going to be the organization that brings down Joe Biden when they're protecting him with everything they got? If this was Donald Trump, that document would have been turned over already. Already. Former directors of the FBI is paying for Joe Biden's grandkids' tuition. Why? Any reporter care to ask that? Why would you pay for Joe Biden's granddaughter's tuition? What did he do for you or you do for him? That's all I want to know, folks. Show me what James Biden did for the Chinese government or Romania or wherever hell this money's coming from. Show me what Bo Biden's widow did. Show me what a 8, 9, 10, 12-year-old girl did. Show me these. The answer is they did nothing. I also want to know, did you pay taxes on that money? I bet you didn't. How come the IRS isn't instantly pulling that up, saying, well, wait a minute, if you received hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions, in some cases, where's this on your tax form? How come we're not hearing about that? How come we always hear about a man who was independently wealthy before he became the president and the money he has, but we never hear about people who are supposed to be making $100,000 a year and apparently are making tens of millions of dollars a year and for no reason? For no reason. Joe Biden was a senator for I don't know how long, but he ain't making millions a year, but apparently he did. Apparently he did. I believe it was Jim Jordan who made a very good point when he said, look, I can show you what Trump did. He has buildings. There's a building. He's a businessman. That's what he does. That's where his money's coming from. There's his casinos. There's his hotels. There's his restaurants. There they are. He's a businessman. Even if they're in foreign countries, it's still there. How come there's all these LLCs? And what do these LLCs do? Well, I'll tell you what they do, folks. I'm going to try to keep it simple because I know everybody's not a businessman. If you create an LLC and you can bounce money, let's say I was doing something illegal and I'm trying to bounce money to one of my listeners. If I create an LLC And then I create another LLC, and I bounce that money from one LLC to the other LLC, and then from an LLC that you created to another LLC that you created, and then to you. And you're basically laundering the money. Now, all these LLCs, they don't do anything. They're sham businesses. They exist in name only. There is no actual output from any of these LLCs. They're just a name. Marcus Cain's House of Hamburgers, except I've never had sold a hamburger in my life. And I don't have a restaurant. And I don't even have a grill in the building. But it's still Marcus Cain's House of Hamburgers. And then it's going to Marcus Cain's House of Pizza. And it's going from Marcus Cain's House of Pizza to so-and-so's sporting goods. And from so-and-so's sporting goods to some banking thing, and then from that to your pocket. So the trail doesn't lead directly from me to you. Now, if you were working for me, why would I not just hand you that money? Why would I say, well, I'm going to pay you, but it's going to go through my LLC and then another one of my LLCs and then through one of your LLCs and another one of your LLCs before you ever see it? Why wouldn't I just say, here's your money? You did this for me and here's your money. Wherever you work, do they do that? Or do they just hand you your check? Or deposit it right into your account? So when you see these money trails being funneled through LLCs, there's only one reason for it, folks. There's only one reason. And we have Hunter Biden's letter that says, Dad makes me pay him 30% of what I make. We have it. Still got the left saying, I don't mean anything. That doesn't prove anything. What do you mean it doesn't prove anything? He said it himself in a letter he never thought was going to get read out loud. If the people he was writing it to disagreed with it, how come they didn't say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. That never makes you give him any money. Why would you say that? You're lying. No, they didn't say that. They didn't say that. And he said, well, I hope when you start making the money, he doesn't make you give him a third. But don't hold your breath. Do not hold your breath. Because Joe Biden is not going to go down for this. Now, maybe some of his family might. But what does that prove? You know what they're going to say? Well, how does Joe supposed to know what his family's doing? Hunter smoked crack doesn't mean Joe smoked crack. Yeah, we get it. We get it. You're going to protect him. The DOJ is going to protect him. The FBI is going to protect him. The judges are going to protect him. Everyone's going to protect him. We get it. But unless you're as dumb as a box of rocks, you can clearly see what's going on here. Clearly see it. And it's a shame that the reporters in this country, who are supposed to safeguard us against things like this, will not do their job. But you will not ask, you will not hear one reporter ask these questions. Did ABC cover this? No. NBC cover it? CBS cover it? MSNBC cover it? CNN cover it? No, they did not. No, they did not. However, CNN asked Donald Trump, how come you had classified documents? And Trump says, well, I was allowed to have them. I was allowed to have them. And if they don't think I'm allowed to have them, then there has to be a back and forth to why I think I am allowed to have them and why they think I'm not. How come you didn't ask this question of Joe Biden when he wasn't even the president? And had no right at all to take any of them. Boy, they were quick last night to CNN to ask that question, weren't they? Did you hear them call Joe Biden on CNN and ask him that question? Why do you have all of these classified documents in your garage next to your sports car where Hunter lives? Why do you have that? Did you hear them ask that question? No, you didn't. And the reason you didn't is they already know. They already know. Nothing's going to happen. Absolutely nothing. Joe Biden could literally be caught red-handed in a motel room with an underage girl, and they would say, well, he was counseling her. She was badly addicted and a runaway, and good old Joe talked her into going home. You can just forget it. Care how much James Comey bloviates, I don't care how much Jim Jordan yells and screams, nothing's going to happen to Joe Biden. because they don't have the ability to make it happen. All they can do is point it out. And the FBI, if they want to just give, and the DOJ wants to give you the middle finger and say, yeah, big deal, we're not doing anything about it, then they're not doing anything about it. And they're not going to, folks, because most of them are deeply involved in it. So it's a matter of self-preservation. I don't have to do anything. You have to do something. You have to take a look at this and say, we're not stupid. No, Joe Biden's name's not on a check. But how stupid do you think we have to be to think that you're sending Joe Biden's granddaughter money? What could she possibly do to earn that kind of money? And if she did earn that kind of money, how come you just didn't write her a check? How come I had to go through five LLCs to get to her? And his brother, and his daughter, and his son's ex-wife, and a zillion other Bidens? How come? Why aren't you asking the question, these LLCs, what do they do exactly? Where are they located? Show me invoices. Show me bills. They don't have them. Because they're just figureheads. They're sham businesses. Set up for no other reason than to funnel money. And when you're funneling money, folks, there's a reason you're funneling it. Because if I do my work for you, I want you to hand me my check or make sure it's directly in my account. I don't want you to funnel it through 17 other places and I have to wait for it. There's no work that was done. The only thing that was done is they were given access to the then Vice President of the United States, who made some decisions that were very favorable to certain countries on purpose in remuneration for cash that was given to his family, and then later they could give it to him. Because, you see, Joe Biden's name can't be on anything. So if you give Hunter Biden $1 million and say, well, he provided some analysis on something for us, and he gives Joe $500,000 of that money, well, you're never going to know it. How would you know? You don't. So Joe Biden's name's not on anything. So what he did was he used his family, and he's bleeding them dry, saying, you give me 30% every time somebody sends you money. My name won't be on it. Oh, well, you did it. Okay? It's something you did to earn this money. But you're giving me a 30% kickback. And in lieu of that, I'll grant them access to me, and I'll do some favorable positioning for them, and they'll keep that money rolling in. You get to keep 70. I get to keep 30. And you do that with five family members, well, 30 adds up to 150%, doesn't it? That's what happened here, folks. Joe Biden was getting the lion's share. People say, well, why would he only take 30%? Because he's doing it from five different people. So, okay, Hunter's getting $1 million, but he really only gets to keep 700,000. Joe gets three. But if Joe gets 300,000 times five, it's $1.5 million, right? That's more than individually they were making. So he was making out better. It's just a sham. They all should be in jail. But I doubt any one of them will see it. But I certainly know that Joe Biden won't. Certainly know that. Donald Trump was literally impeached for less than this. And the reporters won't even mention it. It's not even worthy of carrying on the news. The biggest scandal in political history, and it's not worthy to carry on the news because they don't want you to know. Simple as that. Let me get to the gun control thing because this is making my head explode. As you probably know, there was a gunman in Texas, shot up a mall, and right away, of course, we get the old bugaboo standby of, we must do something. We must confiscate all of the weapons. No one in the world needs an AR-15. These are, by the way, the people who say you don't need an AR-15 are the same people who tell you AR stands for automatic rifle. They're clueless. They know nothing about guns. Anyway, let's debate this a little bit because this myth take away the guns and the shooting and the killing will stop has been debunked so many times, it's almost not even worth discussing. But you will still hear from the left, the right wants more children killed in school. They want more mall shootings just so they can selfishly hang on to their rifles that they don't need. That's bull. That's not true. You see, folks, this gunman, he was released from the military due to mental issues. He couldn't possibly get a gun legally. Couldn't possibly. Unless you didn't do the proper background check. Because the laws are on the books. The laws are clearly there. So I guess my point is this. If we're not even enforcing the laws that we already have on the book, what good does making new ones do? This guy, there's no way on earth this guy gets a legal gun permit if the laws are followed. No way. He got it, didn't he? And by the way, 25 minutes after this shooting, they release his manifesto. Turns out that for some reason, he apparently is a Mexican white nationalist. I've never heard of one, but I guess they found one. They found a Mexican white nationalist. White supremacist. I doubt it. But even if he was, clearly was mentally unbalanced. Clearly, that's why he was released from the military. Now, we had a guy run over a bunch of immigrants supposedly with a car. I don't hear anybody saying, you know, we should ban cars. Pollute, right? It's killing our environment. It's destroying global. Global warming is greatly increased, or whatever you want to call it now, the climate change. I can't call it global warming anymore. And on top of that, you can use it as a weapon and kill people. I guess we better just ban those. I don't hear anybody saying that. How about the fentanyl coming across the border? You know how many people that's killed? That's the number one cause of death in the United States, number one. Anybody saying, let's close the damn border? That's where all the fentanyl is getting through. You know how many people it's killing every single day? Close it. No, they're opening it. Title 42 ends in a few hours. And you're going to see, even by Joe Biden's own admission, chaos. That's what he said, chaos for a little while. Oh, but they don't want to close the border. Let the fentanyl in. Let it in. It's not the fentanyl's fault. It's your fault for taking it. Okay, well, if that's the case, then it's not the gun's fault. It's your fault for the way you use it. So why take guns away from everybody? No, because we have to save the people. Well, no, actually you don't. Every single shooter in the history of these shooters that's been stopped has been stopped by someone else with a gun. Sometimes not even a police officer. So that argument kind of falls apart, but let's take it one step further. Chicago has maybe the strictest gun laws in the world, or at least in the United States. And they have one of the highest rates of gun violence. So there goes your argument, right down the drain. You see, what ends up happening, folks, is very simple. If you ban guns, the only people who's going to have guns are criminals. Murder is also against the law. As far as I know, it didn't stop the guy from going into the mall. He didn't say, I'd like to go in there and shoot some people, but murder's against the law. I guess I better not. No. He would have found another way, or he would have gotten a legal gun. Do you honestly think, in your wildest dream, that if guns were made illegal, all supposed assault rifles were made illegal today, that that just wouldn't open up a black market of people who would sell them? Let's just assume that tomorrow they say pizza is illegal. No more pizza. Pizza's bad for you, and it's making Americans fat and unhealthy, and no more pizza in the United States. Do you know how many people would be selling pizza out of their house? Do you know how many underground operations would open up underground pizza parlors, sneak downstairs and get your pepperoni and sausage. Folks, you can't stop it. All it's going to do is open up a black market for guns. All you're going to do is enrich the people who run the black markets. That's all you're going to do. And then guess what's going to happen? Everyone who has one is going to be a criminal. And the law-abiding citizens, they're not going to have any defense at all. Zero. It just doesn't work, folks. It's not that I'm not sympathetic to the cause of we got to stop these shootings. I don't know one single person who thinks this is okay. I don't know one single person who says steps don't have to be taken to make sure that incidents like this don't happen as often as they do. But banning the guns isn't the answer. You ban drugs. Is that the answer? Fentanyl is illegal. You can't have it. Are we getting it? Yes, we are. So I don't understand. We have the laws on the books already to make sure that if a person wants to get a gun legally, there's a significant background check. Significant. If those laws are not being enforced, go after the people who are not enforcing them. But don't come take mine away because someone else used it improperly. I could use a knife to stab somebody, or I could use it to cut my steak. But I shouldn't have to gnaw it with my teeth because somebody else stabbed somebody. You understand? Their actions should not affect my ability to own a knife or own a car or own gasoline or own an axe or a pressure cooker. Do you remember when the Marathon bombers used pressure cookers? Did we ban pressure cookers? Did we say, get in everybody's house and take their pressure cookers? No, we did not. It's not why they want them gone, folks, because they know this to be the truth. I've given you the statistics on Chicago. I've given you the absolute common sense of the fact that you're only going to open up an illegal market for guns on the black market, and criminals are going to just flock to them. They know this. The problem is they don't want you armed. Now, in the subway in New York just the other day, a man got on with his children and instantly started saying, everybody get the F out of my way. Everybody get the F out of my way. Some woman is on the subway, probably in her, I don't know, 30s, and is brave enough to say, hey, pal, take a chill pill. You know what this guy does? He goes over to her and says, say it to my face. Say what you just said to my face. He said, I told you to take a chill pill. He smacks her head off her shoulders while all the rest of the people just stand there and watch this guy. Right in front of his children. This guy happened to be an African-American, and the woman happened to be Caucasian. The reason I say this is because if it was reversed and a Caucasian man and his children got on the subway telling people to get the F out of his way and an African-American woman told him to take a chill pill and he slapped the taste out of her mouth, it would be a hate crime and it would be broadcast 24/7 by the local media as a hate crime. The man would be found and charged with a hate crime. That's not going to happen here. I don't even know if he's going to be charged, because in New York, you basically get away with whatever you want. They don't want you to defend yourself. There's recently a woman who shot a guy who was going to rob her. She had a gun in her purse, I guess, or whatever. I think it was in one of the terminals or whatever. And she's being prosecuted because he didn't have a gun. No, he didn't have a gun. He's a hell of a lot bigger than her, and she didn't know what he had. You can't defend yourself. Now, during this subway incident, a guy tweeted about it, and he was right. He said, this is a vicious circle. If you defend this woman who was being beaten on the subway by this man, who's five times bigger than her, you're going to be called a racist. and God forbid something happens to this man, he gets hurt, he gets his arm broke, something happens, you're going to be held financially and legally responsible. If you do absolutely nothing and you just allow this woman to be abused, you have to live with that for the rest of your life, that you did nothing. So what is it that you're supposed to do? This is my question. What is it they want you to do? They want you to be at their mercy. It's as simple as that, folks. They want you to be at their mercy. This gun control has nothing to do with school shootings or mall shootings. They know that won't stop it. They clearly understand that won't stop it. And it's not what it's about, and it's never been what it's about. They're just using that as an excuse because it seems logical to some people. Well, I guess if there was less guns, these people wouldn't get them. No, if you just follow the laws that's on the books, these people won't get these guns unless they go to the black market, and then they will. You're not stopping that. You know how you stop it? You have armed guards at the door. People say, well, I mean, I'm not going to come in here because after I take the first shot, somebody's pegging me. You see, the liberals in this country and the far-left lunatics, they have it wrong. I've had so many people say to me, Mark, why in the world would a woman walk down this street in New York at 11:30 at night by herself? Why would she do that? You know what's going to happen. Why would this guy drive his car down into this drug-infested area, knowing the people who hang out there, and he's probably going to get carjacked? Why would he do it? You're asking for it. See, folks, but then they'll tell you, well, if you say that a woman is scantily dressed and she gets whistled at or came on to, she should be able to dress any way she wants, which I agree with. But you can't have it both ways. You see, folks, there should be no place we can't go and feel safe. It's not about whether we know it's a bad neighborhood or a bad area. It's about why is it a bad neighborhood and a bad area, and why do you allow it to continue to be that way? If I want to walk through the worst section of the Bronx at midnight with a paper bag filled with money, I should feel safe. This is the United States of America. This isn't some war zone where you stay out of those areas. You should know better. No, no, no. That's the liberal attitude. You should know better. It's your fault. You're the victim. You should know better, as opposed to let's solve the problem so you're not a victim at all. Isn't that the optimal solution, that you're not a victim at all? So why is there this horribly bad neighborhood in the Bronx? Why don't you clean it up? You're giving how much money to the Ukraine? You can't clean up the Bronx, right? We can't clean up some area of California. You can't do that. We can clean up all other countries' messes. But if you walk down a certain avenue in New York or in California somewhere and you get mugged or you get raped, well, that's your fault. You should have never been there to begin with. So basically you're saying there are parts of this United States of America you shouldn't enter, because we're just going to accept that crime is out of control and we're not going to do a damn thing about it. It's easier for us to tell you not to go there than it is for us to fix it. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable, and Americans need to stop that mentality and tell their local officials this is unacceptable. The solution isn't for me to stop going places. The solution is for you to fix it so I can go where the hell I want. Isn't that the optimal solution? Go to Tom in New York. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. So my problem is a lot of things with, you know, certain situations, but the major problem I have with, you know, places like New York City where you can't walk down the street, you can't get on the subway without being accosted or threatened, you know, instead of somebody I'll be honest with you. I would rather be called a racist by complete strangers if I stepped in and did something with this man, if you could even call him that, that smacked a woman. I don't care that he's black. It's not about black. It's not about white. It's about we're Americans. I don't care if you're right or
and
left.
And let me retaliate on that a little bit, though. Yeah, you're right. That's the way we all should feel as human beings. Here's the problem. It's not about being called a racist. I wouldn't care either. Because I would simply say, well, it's not racist for me to defend a woman who's 140 pounds lighter than some guy who's smacking the hell out of her for no reason. I don't care what color he is. But it won't end there. I don't care what people call me. But the government's going to get involved. The law enforcement officials are going to get involved. And the politicians are going to get involved, and they're going to say, well, you created bodily injury on this man, and he's now going to sue you, and there goes your home. There goes your job. You may serve some time in jail. And then when you get out of jail, you're going to be a violent felon, and people are not going to hire you, and there goes your whole life. When all you want to do is go home to your wife and kids and say, hey, I had a good day at work, and let's go out and have something to eat. Not, honey, I just lost my house. Honey, we're being sued. Honey, I'm going to prison. That's the problem. It's not about what you're being called, Tom. It's about the threat that our politicians are placing upon people who try to defend themselves or others.
My issue, and yeah, you're absolutely right with that. I mean, you know, but, you know, at what point, how far is the government going to get involved? I mean, they're just I just won't patron places until they fix the issue. And if that's going to be the case, that I can't get a, that I can't go to New York City, I'd like to go to see a Mets game. Yeah, I'm a baseball fan. I haven't seen a Mets game in a long time. I have to ride the subway to do so. You think I'm going to do that? No, I'm not.
See, this and this
because
is
that's
this is part of the plan. It's part of the plan is this. If people won't patronize places in the city, small businesses go out of business, don't they? Oh, what was that the Biden administration said again? You'll own nothing? They don't want small businesses to thrive? Oh, I wonder if that's accidentally on purpose then, that you can't go to your favorite pizzeria, you can't go to your favorite restaurant, you can't patronize some shop that sells clothing that you like or a tailor or get your hair done because you don't dare go there anymore. There are certain places in this country where Walmarts are closing because of the crime, where Rite Aids are closing because of the crime. Mom and pop don't stand a chance. And what are the politicians and the powers that be doing about this? Instead of making it top priority and saying, we have to make our business owners safe, feel safe. We have to make their consumers feel safe. This is the lifeblood of our state or our city or our town. And we can't have them pulling out and leaving this be a ghost town. So this is top priority. Instead of that, they're saying, ah, deal with it. We don't care. You better not stop that guy that's running out with $100 worth of stuff, because unless it's $700 worth of stuff, we don't want to hear about it. You better not have a security guard tackle him, because that security guard will be charged with assault if you do. So the businesses are just saying, okay, we're leaving. We can't have a gun to defend ourselves. We can't have a security guard to defend ourselves. We can't even stop somebody or harass them without being charged with harassment, unless they've stolen $700+ worth of stuff. I guess we're just going to close our door. And then they smile and say, one more business done. Pretty soon you'll all work for us like little worker drones. And the government will own the business. And when the government owns the business, you better not pick up a 1 cent piece of bubble gum or they'll bash you in the head. Oh, it'll be different then when the government owns it. Don't believe me? Why are they hiring all these IRS agents? They want to wipe out small businesses. They're going to make sure you don't owe them one penny. And if you do, they're going to put the old clothes sign on your door. And guess what? They're coming with guns. Oh, I thought guns were bad. They're coming with guns, folks. They're not coming for rich millionaires. They're coming for you and your small business. Wake up. They want all these businesses gone. So the government can own it all, and you'll work for them, and you'll do what they say, and you'll vote the way they want. They don't want you independent from them. They don't make any money. The government doesn't have a money machine. The money comes from you, and they need all of that money. But you just wait until they control the businesses. Then you better not shoplift. There'll be no problem with an armed guard bashing your head down your neck with a baton then, boy. No problem at all, but you try doing it now. This is all designed, folks. The gun control thing is the first step. They just want to make sure that you are defenseless. Then they want to make sure that you, because you feel defenseless, you're moving the hell out with your businesses. You're not patronizing businesses because you don't dare. Those businesses then go out of business, and then you're left with a ghost town, and the government goes and takes over, and all of these BlackRock and every place else buys up all this property. See how that works? And pretty soon, oh, you don't own anything. It's all big business and government that owns it, and you work for them. That's the way they want it. That's socialism. That's what they want. That's what Build Back Better means, okay? They keep saying dog whistle. Donald Trump's always dog whistling to his base. This is the dog whistle of the left, Build Back Better. They mean tear it all down, because that's the only way you can build something back, to tear it down first, right? Tear it all down and start fresh. Make a brand new socialist society where the government controls the businesses and the transportation and everything else, and you work for them like little drone bees, but you need them. You need them. Because they saw how well the welfare system worked out, see? The welfare system people, they don't dare vote certain ways, because if they do, you're not getting your check. So they all just quake in fear and say, oh, but the people who are independent business owners, they're like, hey, I can do this on my own. I don't need the government. Oh, they can't have that. First step is to take away your guns. Second step is to take away your businesses with the IRS and everything else. Third step is to buy up all of this stuff. And the next thing you know, folks, you'll own nothing, but according to them, you'll be happier. I don't know why people can't see through this, Tom.
No, unless you're, you know, as Donald Trump said last night, unless you're a very stupid person, you should be able to see through it. And it's really sad what the country is coming to, and how people don't see through it, and how phony that the, you know, liberal left is, and what they're doing to the American people, businesses, you know, and swaying their vote into, you know, well, we're supporting you, so you have to vote for us. Remember that time we helped you?
That's exactly what it is, and this is why they want the big rush of immigration, too, because they feel that's their brand new voter base. We are less than 24 hours away from chaos on the border. Less than 24 hours away, folks. Let's just wait and see what happens.